Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we're just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, listeners. Hello, everybody. This is July 15, 2012. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I apologize to my listeners for having a residual recovery. I sound like a frog, but that's okay. I understand frogs have a place in the world, too. And very quickly, before we proceed, of course, we know that I have a lot of new listeners, and Parker Pathways is about medical processes, legal cases process, what goes on in the Beltway, and how it directly affects your pocketbook on the stock market. I might as well just say it up front. You all know that I have exposed the United Nations on Agenda 21 on the concern of water, the sterilants in the drinking water to reduce the population, which comes from the Obama Science and Technology Czar, Dr. Holdren, and Paul Ehrlich from Stanford. And I have decided that I'm going to put my expertise for water, for the coming war that's going to be over water, and water is a weapon, to be placed as a water management expertise on the United States Water Partnership in the United Nations. This doesn't mean I will become part of the United Nations, because I will be the only one at a circular table similar to King Arthur's table. 97 people, 7 dictators, 3 despots, 4 former presidents who are corrupt, and approximately 20 people that would kill each other at a drop of a hat in their own country. And I will be at the table with every bounce of our knowledge that I've uncovered and presented to Parker Pathways listeners for the past 6.5 years. What this means is that the fact that the fuse of the water inside the body and the biochemistry and the process of bioaccumulation of the toxins in the real world, not the baloney world where you sell a bunch of stuff. That's not what this is about. This is about changing your gene structure, placing forth the DNA sequences in a different form, changing the way blood is tested under the Obamacare Act, and all the other process of having you as human property, which is what the Obamacare Act says. You are human property. So I'm going to place my chip on the table and be the only dissenter in 92 people. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443 on Parker Pathways. Welcome aboard.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Dr. Wynn Porter, and I'm in the process of talking 6 years ago about the change of the water population, change of nation boundaries process of the I did four shows 3 years ago on the who owns the clouds and the process of the water evaporation from the human body, which became legalized and conicized in various directives. And in the process of this, there was the development of stem cell research. And, of course, I've been a part of that. And I wish to announce that I didn't see this coming, nor would I expect it. The molecule of the year has been designated by the International Society for Molecular and Cell Biology and Biotechnology Protocols and Research. Very long organization. One of the most prestigious in the world of science. And it's named the Bone Marrow Morphogenic Protein 7, BMP7, as the 2011 Molecule of the Year. And the reason this is being done is the fact that it has the ability to give a signal back to a stem cell after the stem cell does not increase its productivity of protein structure. And it happens to be with the potential to induce a dormancy of a prostate cancer stem cell in bone tissue. So the United Nations and other people in the United States government have put out an edict that no PSA, prostate stimulating hormone, is to be done on any male past a certain degree of time. So in other words, this was done by, excuse me, but you know this is not a politically correct program. It was done by a bunch of women who have no concept in Health and Human Services what biology is and the process, and it's a whole scheme by which to say, well, men don't count after the age of 70 was their cutoff time. Well, they got fooled because this is the crystal structure of the bone morphogenic protein 7. It's been successful in what I've been doing, what I've been participating in. But this molecule was put together and discovered many years ago, and it's going to save literally thousands of lives. But it's going to be done out of the country. And that's because Obamacare. Yeah, showtime. I'll talk a little more about this in this program, if I devoted the time, because I want to tie it in with some of the Obamacare deceptions and misfortunes which are going to become part of the population decaham. The decaham is the part of the Quran which talks about the elimination of population. It's time. It's showtime. It's time to expose this in terms of the process of how population decrease by putting sterilants in the drinking water was passed by the Senate in terms of the fact of implementing Dr. John Holden's position. He may teach at Harvard, but I remember him at Stanford. Okay, let's get to a caller. Thomas in Georgia. I hope you're still there, Thomas.
Yes, sir. I am, Dr. Parker. It's a pleasure talking to you. I've listened to you as long as you've been on RBN, and you're a very intelligent man, and I appreciate what you do for the world.
Thank you.
I had a theory, and maybe it's not a theory, about this so-called Obamacare, amongst other things that we've heard about it being a tax and, the death panels and all the other fascist implementations. Do you think it's feasible that there is some sort of backdoor or something that will entail being microchipped with this Obamacare and forced microchipping somehow to receive health care or to be in the system or to get food and all that sort of thing? But do you think that's tied into that legislation possibly and we haven't heard about it yet?
Well, the microchip total motif discussion has been around for a long time. There are three answers that I'm going to try to do within a minute and a half here. First of all, any form of microchipping is really not microchipping. It's microchipping added with nanotechnology. In other words, that research has been around for some time. And a lot of pilot studies have been done with humans and infants. In fact, a lot of infants born today already have either experimental situations. Is somebody hammering in the background back there? Thomas?
No, not on my end, no.
Oh, okay. So what we have here, the diagnostic chip system, as part of the microchip system, is already an integral part of clinical laboratory medicine. And a lot of the tests that are done today are done what is called the Automus chip, of which you do up to 100 to 200 tests at one time. A modern clinical laboratory, like the one I want to build, is there are only about five people in there. And they do over 10 to 20,000 tests a day. And the most of that is done by microchip. Now, in the birth system, the process of putting bands on wrists of babies is where it started. And now, of course, there are experiments going on where chips are actually placed into babies. And that's a separate issue as part of the medical system, but it's for monitoring their blood problems. The question of identification is taking a different turn that the public doesn't realize about. It was going to be is biometrics. In other words, we're the global decision makers, particularly from the United Nations, are talking about is the fact that they want to have the photograph of the eye and the part of the retina. There are three places on the retina which are very good for identification. And in fact, the instrumentation for doing this appeared in two James Bond's pictures, the full implementation of biometrics. So where we are here, because they were exposing, that's how the movie business tells the public what's coming up, you know. They show it in the scenes. And now, placing it in Obamacare is a very insidious type of program. You have over 119 agencies. You have close to 9,000 people, seven new buildings that were being built during the time of the Supreme Court review of Obamacare. But when you read, and for instance, I have the whole Obamacare healthcare system in front of me as we speak. And if you see the coding that goes with the various agencies, they use words like rationing potential. That's very real. The process of the determination of healthcare beyond a certain age is called the health link graph, and that's very real. So essentially, if you were to let's say have the what's called the PCORI agency, which is in the healthcare bill. It's called Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute, and their job is to determine who lives and dies. That's literally what they do. They have a private trust fund, which is in the Obamacare. The Justice Department reports directly to the president. The Secretary of the Health and Human Services reports directly to the president. So essentially, the president, if you will, stretch the imagination, but its reality is got his own kill list. So in other words, he played out the kill list concept 3 days after he was in office to put a kill list together to kill some Talibans or other things for political reasons. So the whole thing comes down to the whole Obamacare is designed to be an insurance mandate. It says here, for instance, one agency that they hid from the people. It's an agency that is connected to what's called the individual FSA contribution limit. Now the FSA is a flexible spending arrangement agency, which is connected to the flexible spending arrangement. That's got the sections, section 20675. And it states that only medical expenses above 10% of the income are tax deductible. That's in the bill. So this was before when the health care bill was a law, quote, that was one thing. But when it was a bill, it was another. So essentially, when you look through all of this process of federal coordinated health care office, which is reporting directly to the Health and Human Services, you're essentially violating the Constitution. So, because you're taking away the person's individual right to liberty and happiness. And the whole process of, and they know it. They know it. They worded it that way on purpose. And the whole process is that means that they can do anything they want in terms of advanced care, if that means microchip. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I figured somehow, you know, they wanted that there's some backdoor way of controlling the population.
And I've just given it to you with the agency they've got. Then, listen, I have to go, Thomas. I appreciate your listenership, and you call again.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
I wanted to mention that my producer has reminded me that the microchipping of infants in year 2013 is on page 1004 of the Obamacare bill. When I first started out reading or studying Obamacare, I'd read, if you remember, when it was a bill, it was about 200, it was at that time, it was 2,700 pages. And I had read all of them for the shows, and that was 2.5 years ago. Since that time, the government, and in the past, particularly, they were writing regulations while the Supreme Court was to review the Obamacare. They've gotten, it's about 21,000 new regulations. And I always work from the sections within Obamacare. In other words, that's what they had, you know, in the sections. And even in the sections, they clearly said a 10% tax on indoor tanning services. Well, the indoor tanning services, a 10% tax, they were saying in the process that they placed that provision, for instance, in the individual mandate to buy health insurance, and this was given the individual mandate of 17 agencies whose whole position is to build revenue as a penalty. So in other words, the Congress could never say that it was a tax, which it is, but it's also a penalty. In other words, to implement, to be really clear about the nuances, when you do not do something, it's a penalty in law. If you're taxed, you're being taxed on something that you didn't do. In other words, and that's how they got around the nuance. In other words, the whole process of this is that if you are forced to have, let's give the issue of microchipping, which I there's a whole show I could do on it, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that it is being used as an enforcement to make a different tax base for the penalty. And that's the legal nuance. And so, in other words, this goes beyond the process of microchipping. This goes into what I've been talking about in terms of organ transplants. There isn't a show that doesn't go by on Republic Broadcasting Network, Parker Pathways, that I don't talk about organ transplants, because that's how I got started into the process of the water and the chemistry and the change in developing a new term of bioaccumulation, which is now used in forensic law. That whole process has been created under the IPAB, which is a consumer advocacy council that's in Obamacare. And it's called the Independent Payment Advisory Council Board. And the people that are going to be elected to that are going to be not elected by the public, but elected by what is called the IPAB Election Council. It's like having electoral votes when you have a national election. They're using the same process. The Electoral College is the one who really determines the presidency. The same thing in principle legally is in Obamacare. If you have certain formats of various things that you need to work with, you're going to be having to talk with the electoral board. So in other words, if you have a process of change, a test for imminent heart attack, for instance, which is a cardiac trophin, the CTN protein is measured into a 99th percentile. Excuse me, of a reference population. If this cardiac trophin, which can determine way ahead of time a myocardial infarction, does not come under the protocol of the Advisor Economic Committee as the determination of your carbon footprint. And that's what I talked about some time ago. If you remember, I talked about the reference man. This was the process of the mathematical carbon footprint that was devised in France. And this is now part of Obamacare. And so your carbon footprint is determined in your medical efficiency into the culture. What you contribute is going to be determined by the IPAB. So, and by the way, a lot of talk show hosts, as my listeners have told me, they got really upset because I was talking about various agencies and the process of it. Of Obamacare. First of all, for you talk show hosts that act like you don't listen to my show, read the bill. It's the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, Public Law 111-148, and it's the Healthcare and Education Reconciliation Act, which is 11-152, which is to affect Medicare and student loans. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And you're on board on Showtime, and I want to make sure I get this caller in because I got a lot of material to cover today. Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I want to thank you for over the past couple months of helping me on the one applications. I was trying to help a cancer patient, and he passed away the past week or so. His name was Brad Christensen, and a lot of the things you're working toward, I think, are very good, and I wanted to see if I could still help you on things. But I had a couple serious questions on your what you'd already talked about earlier on the testing techniques. Some of the the automated testing, is that based on some of the microchannel cooler technology from Lawrence Livermore instead of using cooling and using it as a diagnostic element with all the channels for different measurement channels for the blood samples?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of trade secrets in there, Jeff.
Oh, never mind then. Okay.
Yeah, but
so anyway,
one thing I will say though, that the automated testing system, of course, is based upon everything is in microliters, and the computers that are made today are not just reading results, they're reading patterns of the molecules.
Right.
And that's a huge difference, see?
Right. They're doing parallel AI.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the algorithms that are based on that. In fact, In fact, that'll be one of my challenges that I took upon. I opened the show. I don't know if you heard my opening.
Yeah, I was listening very carefully.
Yeah, and I'm going to be at the table. You know, it's one of the things that I have listeners who object to my intro of that Parker Pathways. I'm patterning it after Camelot and where the circle of knowledge. That was what King Arthur wanted, because it was a process of. He was religious, but he wanted knowledge in his knights to be able to work it through, and that's where all that mythology came through of wisdom and understanding. It also was the beginning of the development of the ancients before him on the horoscopes, which were not as we see today as horoscopes. Those are based on 10-degree whiz and 16-degree links. And the reason for that was that they believed that a lot of the energies in the process of the creation of the human body came from the cosmos. And I wanted to talk today about testing to show how advanced those ancients were. You always wonder where they got their information.
Right.
So the reason I'm bringing it up, Jeff, is that the next phase of automated testing of the human body is going to be in these algorithms of testing what are called ether diseases. In other words, ones that have biomarkers that are of disorders that are happening or will happen. And so this is the next medicine. And it's so far away from Obamacare's drudging through the mud of knowledge, I call it, and how corrupt Obamacare is, and I'll say it on air, and I mean it. I can prove it. I can see it by the court opinions. I can see it by the sellouts of the pharmaceutical companies, and I can see it by the Catholic Church and their hypocrisy, you know, worrying about contraception, but the little nuns make their little trip to the White House and sell out the big hospitals just in a heartbeat. And I got nothing against Catholics, Jeff. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's a whole process of how this country is really working.
Right.
And this is the thing. Now, I'm not out to take your time.
Right.
What do you got for me, Jeff?
Well, I think they're going to label you the 21st century Red Baron at this point. You know,
that's where you're close. Yeah. You know?
Right. So anyway, the I was trying to work with some of this Dr. Clark work and try to make a portable detox water trailer. And well, I had a couple of comments I was trying to bounce off of you real quickly. Atmospheric absorption of water. Do you think, until your product's introduced, that would be the best, the cleanest way to get water? If you do it condensation-wise, like a moisture evaporator.
I know you've mentioned this before.
Right.
And I put it this way. You know, the whole thing when they had the inventor that came out with the steam and the water process.
Right. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Right. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. But you see the principle, see?
Right.
And once they stepped into the principle, the people that were trying to work in water purification said, "Well, all we have to do is to have a carbon filter that catches the condensation."
Right.
Then the next phase of innovation has gone into the idea that the carbon filter is the one that will take out specifically under electrostatic conditions, which it
right.
doesn't.
Right.
And that's the next phase.
Right.
We are now in the phase of people not, except you have just mentioned the key words of detoxification, of the process of absorption. I visualize this, and just go with me for a few seconds on this. Where I see this going, when I put out chloramine caused cloud health damage, which was on the homepage of RBN for a long time, and RBN doesn't have it on its homepage anymore.
Oh, when they updated the webpage, they got rid of it? Oh, no.
Yes, they and I'm just furious about it. And the thing is, that I think there was a paragraph in there about hemodialysis.
Right.
And the idea there, and the idea is that if you have chloramine, of course, in the in the process of the blood purification and hemodialysis, the patient could actually die in seconds. And the whole thing comes down to the fact our next step needs to be within the process, which is what I'm working on. And this is where you don't have carbon filters. You have a different type of filter. And that filter is the one that I have to get license releases on patents from the military, because that was what was invented for the artificial lung for a human being to live underwater. And when I get my hands on that, of course, under government rule, exclusive licenses are not permitted. But the idea of a non-exclusive license with the clout that I have, I will be able to get a hold of that. And once I do that, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to do something that the American Inventors Act says, you know, they want to have control over the process of what are called gender and genetic determinations of who gets grants. That's Obama right there. You want to talk about Obamacare? The American Inventors Act is so sinister, it blows your mind. It's a, they control the first to file to say it's going to be an international level, say. And everybody has a level field. You don't have the first to invent no longer exist after March 16th, 2013. Well, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to say it on air. I never thought I'd say this on air, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make the improvement on that, and then I'm going to use it as a it's called a progressive patent for the world, and I'm going to really screw everybody up by because I'm out for these bastards who make these claims with their machines, you know. There have been more people die from these things than you can ever name.
Right.
And the thing is, and I'm going to give it to the world, and I'm going to call it a world patent, and I'm going to use the patent law to my advantage. They wanted to suppress the ideas by their new America's Inventors Act, which Obama signed 5 hours after it was passed. That tells you something. Did it 1 o'clock in the morning. And the thing comes down that he did that, you know, last year.
Right.
And so I'm going to say, you know, and I'm going to really do something. And think, no, and these people that come out and say, well, there are other Camelots. There's a thing. You're not the only Camelot. Let me tell you something. There was only one King Arthur. You see? And you know what? And you know who invented the concept where Thomas Jefferson got his idea for the patent office? Was the fact when he was in Europe and the process, he was able to see the original documents of King Arthur, and that's where he got his idea. And when you have helped write the Constitution of this country, he put one word in there, which was world, and they took that word out, and Thomas Jefferson said this will be kept as the amendment for the future, which we do not know. And he put it in a yellow envelope, and there's a safe in the secret catacombs, a safe that only has that envelope in it. And I'm going to the next step of from the United Nations roundtable to a Camelot for real, and I'm going to put this into the place of world water cure. And we're going to change this ball game like you wouldn't believe.
Dr. Parker, I had a couple comments on that water cure issue. On these three elements that are the cancer complex, the polonium-210, the cerium, and the potassium ferrocyanide, if you were to attack it three ways using, could you basically make an ultrasonic wave that basically resonates at the frequency of all three of those to break them up, you know, like a... like the surface tension on a super cool electron shell surface, where they kind of separate mechanically from the resonant oscillations.
Yeah, you could do that. It is. I think there's an advanced quantum physics, which has to do with the idea of bubble theory.
Right.
In other words, the concept of the bubble theory is that when you have a bubble, there are other bubbles that are inside that bubble. That's the new quantum theory.
Right.
And the idea, if you use an ultrasound wave, I think is totally viable. If you add one thing, I'll be writing about this. And it has to do with the mind. I've got a very advanced project that I'll be writing about and putting together, which was part of my interview in Japanese with Professor Emoto. That was my fourth show on Parker Pathway 6.5 years ago. And that has to do with his work and the stereometric changes of crystals of water by mind power.
Right.
And
the stereo holographic scalar wave projection.
Right.
Right.
Right. And if you use the process of that, Jeff, and the thing, and once the matching of the sound wave of the process to change the energy system of the bubble, then it's possible to take each metallic system and have its own stereometric system changed into a new quantum. And that can be done, and that's the advancements of the you're bringing up the advancements that are coming along in the real world. So, and by the way, our present health and legal system does not account for these advancements. This is something that's, people talk about jobs and education and knowledge and the rest of it. Do you realize that what we're discussing right now with each other and what you have just presented is world-shaking and will create thousands of jobs and companies? Thousands.
And I have another two-part section to
this
water cure. I know you got to go. Would adding boric acid to distilled water be enough to pull polonium 210 out of low surface tension water? Do you think that'd be a good activity to wash out polonium 210?
I don't think so.
Oh,
it's been...
oxidize it with oxygen.
Yeah, you could do it that way. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. highly ozonated water, would you think would be a good combination on the skin?
Yeah, you're on track there. Really.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Parker. I really appreciate it. And if you need any help with your Red Baron work, let me know.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, Sam. Bye.
One of the things I want to put in, this is the time I was going to talk about this in the next hour. But speaking of space and the process of something is been developed. I talked a few shows ago about something I wasn't supposed to talk about, and has to do with a process of wormhole traveling through space and simulated mind gamma rays from the brain, of which I was involved in a long time ago, and of course now we've upgraded it. This might be why I have this healing relapse going on here. Excuse me. By the way, I'm healthy and everything. Stem cells are working and things, but you know, it's, what are you going to do when you're in bed and you've got people running out, you know, commanders and admirals say, does this Titan lake looks good to you on the planet Titan? Is that something that you've seen before? You know? I'm giving you a real-world scenario. You know, there's no peace for me. So I think, somebody asked me what I wanted to do, you know. Says, God, you're retired out. You know, you're creating a new thing. Going to go to the United Nations and, you know, raise hell. And I think, and I said, yeah. I said, I tell everybody the same thing, you know, but nobody damn listens, you know. Just want to fish in the river and be with my honey and work it through. Isn't that wonderful? But those rose-covered gardens are out there on the Mystic. It's like Space Odyssey 2001. And I remember Clark, I asked him, you know, when he made his film and the whole thing. And he says, what part of you is in the film? And he says, it's the part where the glass falls over and you can hear it. And you're in space and gravity and in anti-gravity. You're not supposed to hear sound. And so this brings me to something has now come to fruition. There's a microscopic worm, which is called Kennedy orbitus elgansi. An elgansi worm is the only worm on the planet that has a full genetic code that's been transcribed. The Tibetans, of course, use this worm as a process of the reincarnation discussion that you might have heard in your life. They say, don't step on a worm, it might be you next time. They said that 3,000 years before Christ. And there's a prayer wheel that's in Tibet that still turns every day in the process, and they put in gold the symbol for my name on a prayer wheel for something that I did for the Tibetans a long time ago. And the whole thing comes down to, and out comes the invitation. You can lengthen your life being in outer space. The Elgansis genetic code has a toxic proteins are found in aging muscle and they disappear. So the genes are expressed at lower levels during that space flight. And the worms live longer and increase their age. We will see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The call number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I just want to take mention further before the break. I was talking about Canaripedius ilgansae, which is a worm that has the full genetic code. I wanted to make it clear that this particular worm has most of the genetic code sequences that are for humans. So the whole process is that when this worm goes into spaceflight, it stops the accumulation of all these toxic proteins that I've been talking about, in the muscle structures and in the process of water itself. So they found in the experiments, which I can now talk about, they found a group of genes that are expressed at the lower levels during the spaceflight. So the genes were, and they're lowered in these worms when they come to Earth, and then the worms live longer. So what the genetic code will be predicting is a longevity of humans in a good way. Of course, everything that has to do with putting sterilants in the drinking water to reduce the population, which is part of the science and technology Obama czar, is counterindicated by the use of lengthening humans' life. But the point is not just lengthening humans' life, it's actually having what is talked about in the mystics' writings of 4,000 years before Christ. The Bible story of Methuselah was a complete genetic experiment, and the process of the supposition that it wasn't an apple that Eve gave to Adam. It was a tomato. And the whole thing comes down to the tomato gene sequence was completely deciphered, which I talked about two shows ago. And it turns out that the gene structure of the comparison process and the development of the DNA sequence, it comes down to a process of using a DNA barcode under the present system to decipher the difference between one or two genes of a plant, of an animal, or a fungus, and have similarities of DNA barcoding systems that can sequence the same part of the same gene for every creature on the earth. And so this is going to be stored in a barcode of life database. And it's being used in a lot of experiments that the public is not supposed to know about. This is life-saving. And you know why the public's not supposed to know about it? Give you an example of the environmentalist. I talked to I had a veteran while I'm recuperating, and the thing, he's 92 years old. And I think he was a movie projectionist. In the process, he worked on Treasure Island during the World's Fair. And the whole process, I asked him, what do you think of the world? And the process of being able to decipher these things. And how do you see it? And he said in the process, you know, he's a, excuse me, he's an old Italian, you know. And the thing is, and he's got more wisdom in his thumb than the rest of us are going to have, I think. And the whole process was the idea, if you can find a way to keep making good spaghetti for the next 2,000 years, you've figured it out. And the thing is, and that's what he meant. And he said that. And I think it really made sense to me, since I really talk a lot about foods and the process of them and how to develop, you know, all kinds of ways to have the body survive in different environments. So what we have here is the process of being able to identify which genes for which species have the great scientific value. That is not the policy of the government or the people that are involved in making policy. It's time to change the politicians, dear folks. We'll see you at the other end of the break, second hour.